Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today we're talking with Kim Fourier. She is a veteran retailer who launched her career with the TJX companies more than two decades ago. Kim recently launched Tave Home. It's a subscription-based direct-to-consumer brand, website, and social media marketplace that is genius. It offers a home decor subscription plan. Kim saw the trend of online shopping take off during the pandemic and pivoted from her initial plan to the launch of a year-round subscription program for all of us that are home decor enthusiasts. And additionally, Kim recently joined the board of directors for the Friends of Dana-Farber and is committed to donating 5% of all proceeds from Tave Home to the fund that supports cancer research and care programs right at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute here in Boston. Kim is also the founder of KJ Designs and Importing. It's her home decor line, and you can find it in over 15,000 stores worldwide. And it was recently named by the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest growing companies. Oh my gosh, Kim, how are you? And congratulations on so much success.
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
So good. So I have this, first of all, Tave Home is genius. It is a genius creation. We're going to get into that in just a second. But first, how did you get started in the design business? Was this something that you always enjoyed?
Yes, I went to school for merchandising and design with a focus in design. So I've always loved it. And when I was in college, there were some buyers from TJX that came and spoke to my merchandising class. And as soon as they came in and I heard a little bit about what they did, I knew instantly that that's what I wanted to do. I interned at TJX, and midway through my internship, they asked me, can you take night classes and finish up if we hire you? So that's what I did. And I finished my last semester. I was working full time, finished my courses at night. And, you know, the rest is history. I kind of went through the training program there, was a buyer there, and what I had my kids, and then the travel overseas became too much. So that's when I started KJ Designs.
Well, I was going to say, you know, what made you decide to branch off on your own? Was that must have been terrifying, because I know a lot of women, we have so many women listeners who, you know, want to start their own business, who are working in or for a company, and they're good at what they do, they have the skill set, but it's terrifying to think of doing it on your own. So what was that experience like for you?
It was. So that was such a hard decision, because I loved my job. It was the hardest decision I've probably ever had to make, because I was traveling and living this great life, working a job that I worked so hard to get. But I had, you know, a car service sitting outside, you know, my house at 5 in the morning, and I was standing over a crib with this, you know, a newborn baby, you know, and I was in tears. And so I was torn, you know, but it just wasn't going to work.
I am so terrible with picking the right color and the right accessory for any area in my house. Honest to God, I think my husband is going to kill me, because I've purchased probably about 10 area rugs within the past year. And every time I get them, they're not the right fit. They don't have the right consistency, or they don't feel right. How do you have that skill to know what works in a space? And how do you know what to find that consumers are craving? You know, when it comes to color scheme and design, I just find that such an amazing skill set that I really wish I had.
You know, that's, I do just, you know, like I will walk into a room and I'll see, you know, okay, this needs this, or this is, you know.
And you just know.
This, and
yeah.
I laugh about the rugs because, you know, you've purchased all these rugs and, you know, none of them have worked, but I have all these rugs sitting in my basement because I get sick of them. And my husband is ready to kill me because he's like, we have a retail store like in our basement because I just keep on purchasing things. So he's ready to kill me because I just can't stop buying rugs because I just switched them over.
I'm so happy to hear that somebody else has that issue.
Yes. But I, when I was a buyer, I think it's, I don't design for me. I have to design for the customer. And that is, now it's just second nature, but it was one of the most difficult things when I was a buyer was you can never buy what you like. I used to say, if I buy what I like, it's the kiss of death. It's never going to sell because I'm not the average customer. So I always have to think of, you know, Betty from Alabama, you know, what is she like? And I have to really, you know, design for that, you know, the average consumer. So I always think of that when I'm designing.
So let's talk about the moments before, you know, the pandemic shut everything down. You know, we've had a lot of business owners on this program and they've all talked about the ways that they've been able to become creative and sort of pivot and keep everything going because it's, I mean, this is just crazy what we're living in. What was business like before everything stopped? And do you remember what you were doing the minute you realized, oh my God, everything is now becoming restricted and limited? What can you share with us from those final moments before everything sort of stopped?
It was such a crazy. So we were in Jamaica. My sister was getting married, and
oh my God,
I kept, you know, we had a sitter at the house, and she was, you know, sending me messages saying, you know, I'm buying toilet paper for you, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, and she's, you know, at my neighbor's house and partying with them, but going and stocking up all this stuff, and at that point it was probably, you know, March 20th. All my buyers were sending me orders, and I'm like, I think things are okay because I'm still getting all these large orders, and then we got back probably March 23rd. I think it was March 24th when everything changed. All those orders got canceled. It was like everything that I had built for 14 years, it was gone. It was like a tornado came through and wiped everything out. So every single order, all my retailers, it was like one by one, the calls started coming in.
Can you
and
talk
every
about
every order got canceled?
I know, Kim, you had a really incredible experience where you were, you know, on the verge of losing close to, you know, $1 million in sales. And Maura Healy actually stepped in to help you. Do you want to share that story with us?
Yeah. So I think, so after probably the last and final call, I had, you know, it was the first retailer that I worked with. And I had, you know, 14, 15 years working with this particular retailer out of New York City. And they had, you know, over $1 million in orders, either in production. And I had been probably, you know, up to a week before this, they were begging me to get things here early for them. So I had worked around the clock to get containers here for them early. And I got them here early. And then they canceled everything as soon as they got to the port.
Wow.
So, and I already paid for all this product.
Right.
And it was stuff that was specifically designed for them. It had all their price tickets on it. There was nothing I could do to, you know, it was just for them. I couldn't sell it anywhere else. I would have lost everything. And so I said to my husband, who's sitting at his desk across from me, I said, I'm writing Maura Healy because I don't even know what else to do at this point. And he looked at me and he's like, you're insane, but whatever. And he said, she's never going to write you back. So that was a Friday morning, and we're in bed. It was probably 10 o'clock that night, and my phone rings. I didn't notice the number, so I didn't pick it up. And then I get a voicemail. I pick up the voicemail, and it was Maura Healy. And she said, "Kim, this is my personal cell phone number. I really want to help you. You know, call me back anytime over the weekend." So I called her right back. She spent, 45 minutes on the phone with me.
Wow.
And, the next few weeks, her team helped me out. And, the end of the story is, I got my money back for the order.
If you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And we've been talking with Kim Fourier. She's the founder of KJ Designs and Importing. And she recently launched Tave Home. It's an online home decor service designed to meet each customer's distinct style. Let's get back to our conversation. And I have to mention this. You're married to two-time Super Bowl champ, former Patriot player Christian Fourier. You have an enormous blended family with seven kids total. I only have three children in my house. How in the world are the two of you both working full-time from home, school, remote learning, everything else? How are you doing that? Please tell me, because that is incredible to me how you're both doing this together.
I mean, we're ready to crap right now. Great. I mean, we finished the third floor, years ago. And the other day we're like, we have there's kids, adults on every single floor now. I mean, it's we're making it work. It's hectic. I will say that. I mean, there's two that are in college, but, so it's not all the kids, but it's definitely hectic because there's, you add in play dates and,
right, you're trying.
Like that.
Right. I hear you.
It is crazy.
You have some really awesome tips on making your home workspace top notch. And I think that's one of my problems is that my workspace at home is awful. So I hate doing any work from home. So I wanted to just go through a couple of the really great advice and tips that you have. First, starting with, people having his and her home offices. How do we make it a do-it-yourself workspace, something that's simple and easy that we'll want to be in while we're working from home? What can we do? What's some easy things that we can do at home to make those?
So for the workspace, I know that becomes really challenging. And I don't know if, I think a lot of people have to do the dreaded Zoom call. So I always say, and I'm always looking to see what people, have in the background.
Right. Same. Same. All the time.
And I personally, I'll look and I'll say, oh my gosh, I have a Zoom call in 20 minutes and I'm still in my, workout clothes from this morning. So I'll go throw on a blazer and a top and then some lipstick. So it's, business up top and fitness on the bottom, as my kids say. So I think that concept in your home office applies as well. So it's kind of just putting a couple things either on the wall and then a shelf or a console table, if you have a file cabinet, whatever it is, and some interesting pieces, whether it's just, and I'll have some, there's a new launch that I'm doing January 1st, if everything goes as planned, where there's some decorative accents, even if it's a couple frames with some photos and some people like horses. So if it's a horse statue or seashells, something just eye-catching, things like that in the background, just one piece, not, nothing overwhelming or crowded. So, and it's his and hers, so I'll have some things that are more masculine as well. But it's the statistics so far it's definitely mostly women shopping, but it doesn't mean that it has to be. So hopefully there'll be a little bit of advertising so that we get some male shoppers as well.
I wanted to just talk about Tave Home. You launched it this past summer, and I am obsessed with this. I really am. Can you explain to our listeners what it is and why you decided to create this sort of direct to the consumer marketplace.
Yes, I think it is kind of just the way that shopping is, you know, that it's just the way things are going in general. And it's before COVID hit, it was, you know, of course, people are always going to want to go into the stores and touch and feel things. But I think, you know, people online shopping with it's just the way I know that even my mom is, you know, has an Amazon box at her doorstep. So it's not, I wouldn't even say it's generational. I think it's just everybody it's is everyone. Doing more online shopping. So yeah. It was one of those things that I kind of fought tooth and nail, but I realized that I have to get with the times and, you know, either create something or I dabbled a little bit with the Amazon. I do have some things on Amazon, but it's, I wanted to create something that was my own brand and do a direct-to-consumer and cut out the retailer/middleman to, you know, because the margins are better. So it would, you know, offset some of the, I do a lot with off-price. So, you know, the margins can only be a certain, you know, percentage. So it helps offset some of that.
So how does it work? So if I wanted to go sign up, so it's basically, it's like a subscription plan. I was looking on your site and it says that we can take a quiz, 12 multiple choice questions that are designed to help, you know, get the best assortment that would match up with our home design and needs, which is exactly what I need. I need someone else to help me do the work because I told you I am not good at deciding anything.
Yeah.
So how does it work for somebody who wants to sign up for Tave Home?
Yeah, so I what you're telling me is so many people come and say the same exact thing. So we created the quiz that it's really quick. It's not something lengthy. It should only take a couple minutes. And that should, I mean, it not should. It does. It will say, you know, you're either clean and crisp, farmhouse fresh, or eclectic chic.
Oh,
those are three different style types, home decor style types. That, and then the box will be shipped to you quarterly and designed around those home decor style types.
Oh, my God.
And it's $69.95 per quarter, but the value on each box is $250 to $300 in products is what the value on each box is.
But I'll tell you what's priceless is my stress and anxiety of not having to make decisions. I'm telling you, that is so worth it a million times over for me to have somebody who I know knows what they're doing tell me that based on my answers and based on me telling somebody what I would like or what I have in my house, this is what I should have in my house. I mean, it's worth it. And the website is tavehome.com. I want to make sure I give that out a few times. Tave, TaveHome.com. And we'll put a link up on our site as well so that people can go, they can sign up, they can click. I mean, this is such a great idea. And like you said, everybody's online shopping. But I think just now with all of the unknowns, what a great avenue to take. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, I imagine this absolutely exploding with success because it's what I wish I could have come up with for, you know, a creation or for a business strategy. It really is brilliant to be able to have, you know, straight to me, basically your skill, your designer, your expert advice and choices coming into my home. I mean, that is priceless for people, especially now, but I think for people like me who have no idea what they're doing, I mean, bravo, Kim. This is awesome. I love this.
Thank you. Yeah, you'll have to take the quiz and let me know what you come out as.
Oh, don't you worry. As soon as I hang up the phone with you, I'm on that site. You have no idea. I was explaining this to my husband, telling him that I was, you know, going to have you on the show. He was like,
yes.
Oh, thank God. Sign up for that, will you please? I'm so sick of the rugs. Every day I come home
the
with
rugs.
Something. Yes.
That's a big item, and those are not easy to return.
I know. That's why. That's my problem. And he's like, will you stop buying the rugs, please? Let's just wait, and we'll get some help. We'll get some professional help. You know, we only have a few more minutes. I just want to ask, you know, you've been doing this a long time. You've been a business owner. What advice do you have for all of our listeners? We've got so many that are business owners who are struggling or they're overwhelmed. They're facing really tough times right now. What sort of positive motivation would you have for them right now?
You know, my motto has always been where there's a will, there's a way. You know, if you hit a roadblock, there's, you know, just take another path. You know, there's always a way. And I think that there's somebody that might have an answer or some advice. I don't take no for an answer. So I think my advice would be never take no for an answer.
Well, it's good. That's why you're successful, though. That's good.
Yeah. And I'm pretty relentless. So I think it's just be relentless.
What is the?
I know it's easier said than done, but.
No, it's good. It's honestly, it's good to hear you say that. And I'm sure people listening appreciate it as well, because it's your livelihood. You've got to fight for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
What is the one thing that you're looking forward to doing or experiencing once all of these restrictions and limitations are over? What's the one thing you're looking forward to?
A vacation.
Oh, I hear that. I'm already trying to plan one and convince my whole family to come because it's been.
Oh, I don't want my family to come.
Oh. She's like, I'm out. I'm by myself.
I want to go alone.
Oh, that is so great. Kim, honestly, I love talking with you. I could talk to you forever. I could honestly call you every single day and I would haunt you about what do I put here? What goes on my mantle? What color should I use here?
But call me anytime.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, please. I will. Honest to God. But the website is tavehome.com, TaveHome.com. We'll put a link up on our site. Go there, sign up, get those boxes delivered. It is going to be worth it, especially if you're not going out, if you're not shopping. Go to tavehome.com, check it out. Kim Fourier, it is so it's so awesome to have you on the show. And honestly, good luck with everything. You are always welcome back here on Magic 106.7. And continued success into the new year.
Thank you.
Thank you to Kim Fourier for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talk with celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Go to magic1067.com and email us if you have someone you'd like us to feature on the show. And make sure you're following us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. Sue and I love hearing from you. And be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.